I know there's a lot of Christian radio stations, like a Christian radio company. Was it Salem? It's buying a lot of stations and turning them over to Christian. Are they playing like Christian metal music? Mm-hmm. Is like the genre, or is it people just talking about Jesus? Yeah. KROS. Cross.
What do you mean? It's definitely WWJD.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're listening east of the Mississippi. WWJD. Here it's KROS. Speaking of WWJD. JD's here with us.
Our buddy. All
right. What would JD do?
Yeah. Well, something we know with what cannabis
for sure. But,
JD's going to be coming in to hang out with us again because I think, Jordan, you're going on a little like vacation. When you go do your run when in October.
Yep. I'll be out for Friday and then the whole next week.
Yeah, he's doing the marathon there for St. Jude. And
hold on a second, I need to write this down. When is this happening?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to tell you about it. Sorry.
Before you left today, we'd make sure you knew.
And you're always the last.
And hopefully Renee goes on vacation sometime soon. Right, Renee? Yeah. You got something planned?
Get out of here.
I'll let you guys know.
Work on it, okay? Can you work on planning something? Yeah. Okay. We'd love to get JD in
here. Me too.
Yeah.
And the reason he stopped by today is, you know, JD is part of the Heidi and Frank family. He comes in, hangs out with us, and you know him. He's here on weekends here on KLOS. And anytime that one of ours is going through something, you know, on a personal level and struggling, I wanted to make people aware of it, and because I know you all love JD as well, and he's here today to give us a little insight of what's going on behind the scenes in JD's life.
Yeah, you know, I hate to start my segment by swearing, but F cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I can just say that, because that's the road we're going down now. It's the worst words a parent can ever hear. I mean, and anybody that knows the whole St. Jude struggle and fight and all of that, your child has cancer, is the worst thing you're ever going to hear. I mean, because the first thing is, oh, no, come on. Hey, is there a way we can shift this? Can I take that? Right. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. you can't. But, I mean, so you roll up your sleeves and you go to work. And my firstborn, my baby, Samantha, came down with, and I'm never going to be able to say this right because, it's leiomyosarcoma.
Yeah, ends in oma.
That's probably wrong, but what it is it's a really rare bone cancer, and it's a kind of thing that attaches itself to joints. And this thing attached itself to her knee, and she was having trouble with her knee a couple of years ago. That was March of 24. And she went in, and she has been with a remarkable doctor and surgeon. Dr. Stitzline has been absolutely amazing from the instant he met her and the way he's handled this whole thing. This is something that affects 0.05% of the population.
Wow.
This is how rare it is. But what it does is it attaches itself to the joint, and it takes over the joint. So as soon as he met with her the very first time, he says, well, you know, a lot of people are going to tell you you should probably do some radiation, we should probably maybe start you on chemo, but at the end of the day, that's got to come out of there. So do you want to just take it out now? It'll be just above the knee. And she's like shocked, and he goes, or would you like to try and save your leg? Well, you know, I'll try and save the leg. Let's just, you know, let's do that. So that was March of 24, and procedure is open the leg, take out the knee, and then the bone all the way down to the ankle, and then replace it with like the Terminator stainless steel stuff, you know, stainless steel knee and leg and all that kind of stuff. So we did that, and the bone rejected it in the top the first time. So about 6 months later, all right, well, we'll do it again. Okay, so yeah, do it again. This time it rejects in the bottom. So they go back the third time and say, all right, we're going to take these wires and we're going to run these wires down to the bottom of your foot and then run them up to the back to your hip bone and all this kind of, we're going to try this. And she told me afterwards, she said, you know, I didn't have a whole lot of faith in that even working. I mean, they're talking about, I mean, what they were talking about didn't even make any sense to me, but it was just a desperate attempt to try and make this thing go. So that was surgery number three. It didn't work either. I mean, she got out of bed because they try and get you up almost as soon as possible. And they got her out of bed like the next day or something like that. And she said, the minute my foot hit the floor, it hurt again. And I'm like, this isn't going to work. So we go a couple more months and she goes back and talks to the doctor. He goes, so, ready to take that leg off now?
Oh, my God.
Oh, because it's always been on the table. You know, he's tried to be very, you know, open and frank and you know, what we're dealing with here. And he goes, so you ready to deal with that now? She goes, yeah, I am. because I'm tired of pain every single minute of every single day. You know, whether you're lying in a bed, whether you're standing up, no matter what you're doing, one end or the other, it puts you in pain. And this is how people get to that point of like, let's just move on. Last week she went in for amputation.
Oh, JD.
And they took her right leg from right at the kneecap. And we're dealing with the aftermath of that. I mean, what this has done to her, I'm so proud of her. You know, she's somebody that, I mean, she started cutting her sister's hair at like 10 years old. Oh, look at the doll. Let's color this hair. Oh, that's way too long. Let's cut that. She started playing with hair really young. So she went to school for it and got her degree in cosmetology and fell in love with the professor and wound up buying the professor's salon. 10 years later, she got out of school, went to work for this woman, worked for her for like 10 years, something like that, bought the salon from her, and she was running and operating her own salon. She was operating, it was a full spa, day spa thing. And, you know, long story short, started with COVID, that was the beginning of the landslide, and then all of this cancer stuff, the rest of it, she's lost everything. She's lost her job, her business, everything's gone with it.
And her leg.
And her leg, and had to move back home with mom and dad, which is, you know, you never want. I mean, we're super fortunate. There's a room back there. We got this, right. No problem. And you know, because the radio business made me drag my family all over the country. I'm one of these people that early on in my career, I was a radio gypsy, and I moved all over the place. I worked in New Orleans, I worked in Detroit, I worked in Houston, I've worked all over the place. That daughter of mine that I'm talking about, Samantha, went to four different high schools. Think about that, Heidi. Four different high schools. You know, every year you're moving, you're going to another.
Trying to make friends again. Trying to settle in.
I tortured that poor kid. But you know, it's made them stronger. But you know what? It made us strong, and it made us a killer strong family unit. I mean, I'm not any more proud of anything than my Fab Five family. You know what I did? I had two girls and a boy, and you know, my wife and I are still together after 40 whatever years this is. You know, just having to move forward to the next thing is where we're at. I mean, she's hit rock bottom. We're learning about the new prosthetics and stuff like that. And, you know, as soon as you start looking on stuff, you know how things hit your algorithm and you start seeing everything that's in the fringe of that kind of stuff. Within 5 minutes of me looking at prosthetic legs, I start seeing the T-shirts. My leg costs more than your car.
Yeah.
And I saw that before I saw my first $10,000 leg. You know, something that have microchips in the knee and the ankle and do all. I mean, you know, you can have whatever you want. I mean, you know, with money is no object. You can have right up to that, you know, the complete bionic leg if you want to. You can spend as much money as you want to. But, you know, her first journey now is going to be going through the different legs, because anybody that's been, you know, had a leg amputated, or maybe an arm too, but a leg more so than anything because you're moving around, is you got to get used to it. I mean, first of all, your leg is going to change. The shape of your leg is going to change like maybe two or three times in the first 6 months. So she's looking at maybe needing somewhere between 3 and 5 legs in the next 2 years. And one of her friends, one of her good friends, I think it was Jen, started a GoFundMe page for her a few days ago, which is doing gangbusters. It's doing great. She's got her friends on, her sisters put it up and that kind of stuff. And you know, listen, her spirits, her attitude has been so remarkable. I'm remarkably proud of the way she has faced all of this. I'm a big baby. Ask my wife. You know, if this had been me, there'd been drama, there'd been black curtains, it'd have been horrible, it'd been the end of the world.
You know, JD, I mean, JD's like just a walking, just a motivational speaker. He just makes everyone around him feel wonderful about, you know, who they are and what they do and the job they do. I mean, he's always patting everybody on the back around here. I mean, he lifts everybody up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as far as you being able to go through this and keeping that motivational JD that I love so much, how you been able to hold up, man?
I have to just focus on the other stuff. I can't think about me. I can't think about, you know, how I mean, it's, there's just too much.
Well, much like the particular cancer that she has, you've attached yourself to the joint.
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, boy.
Yeah. Thank God for we.
Can I just say
this? In a weird way.
I get teased mercilessly. But, thank you, Richard. There you go. Right on cue about that. But you know what? My daughter is allergic to most pain medication.
Oh, man.
So whoa. Guess how we're treating this?
That's right.
We're smoking weed every day.
Oh, father-daughter bonding.
Weed every day.
Hell yeah.
No, if it's got indica in it, we
she
got it in us.
She, yeah, she can sleep.
We found all kinds of stuff. We found there's an elderberry flavored, you know, like, what is it, 2 or 3 ounce size of the energy drink energy shooters,
yeah.
But it's 100 milligrams in just a couple ounces. And it's CBN. So you down that thing and get ready for a nap.
Mm-hmm. But that's the only thing that can actually help her out.
That's one of the things that really works well, you know, because, well, and that, again, this was what we've been dealing with for
two years
is trying to crush it with that. Gummies, flour, pre-rolls, drinks, and the 100 milligram concentrate, I mean, 100 milligrams in 2 seconds, boom, I mean, that'll get you there.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, that's been a godsend because it doesn't make her itchy. It doesn't make her want to vomit. Yeah. And it takes the edge off. And these drinks we found, you can even knock out and go to sleep on it. And as we all know, nobody ever dies on this stuff.
Right.
You can smoke, drink, eat as much of this stuff as you want to, and it kills pain for you. So, I mean, there's a reason why people have been using this for medicinal purposes for many, many years.
She just had the procedure like a couple of weeks ago.
A week ago yesterday.
How is she, I mean, obviously the pain, but how is she doing with the psychology of like not having the leg?
Again, you know, the attitude towards this, she called her sister up and she goes, I want to have a foot party. She says, what are you talking about? She says, I found a company that makes plaster cast stuff just for this kind of thing, and I want to have a foot party. And her sister came over, and they brought this stuff, and they mixed it all up. And first of all, I wish I could plug the company, because they sent it, and it was all jacked up. It looks like Jim Carrey had brought it from Ace Ventura. You know? I mean, it was absolutely awful. And she called the person up. She goes, or actually, the woman called her. She told her what it was for. And she said, she goes, how did it turn out? She goes, it's a mess. The box is broke. Oh, my God. So she FedExed her, overnighted her, a whole nother package to make sure it was right, because she knew the deadline was close, that they were about to take the leg. So, you know, her sister, and they're out there in the paddock, what are you guys doing? Oh, making gum, you know, for the foot.
did they turn into a lamp?
Yeah. Not yet.
Oh,
it's,
my God.
It's not that long. It's only like ankle okay. And the foot.
It could be an end table lamp.
But listen,
yeah, right.
I mean,
like
they've
already, nightstand lamp.
They painted the toenails, and they're talking about going to a, you know, an airbrush guy. You can't go to tattoo, but an airbrush, you could. I mean, so her attitude
awesome.
Towards it has been,
that's
you know, unbelievable. Well, you know
and
what?
JD, maybe the last 2 years, I mean, it's going to be awful no matter when, but I think maybe the last 2 years of her trying and trying and trying and failing, and the pain and everything that she was like, is like happy to be gone, like get rid of it. I would rather be pain free and get on with my life, you know, as opposed to keep trying. And
the first time I saw her after they took her leg, before I could say anything, she goes, Daddy, my leg doesn't hurt.
Yeah. Oh my God. He's got chills. Oh, see,
for the first time in years.
She's not in pain.
It's over. It doesn't hurt anymore.
She doesn't have cancer.
And then she goes, so now we have this. And she lifts the stump up, you know? And I'm like, so it's just, you know, it's hard to get used to, but
but she gets that great attitude from you and being able to still, like, you know, just you gotta walk
with it.
You gotta walk right through stuff, so to speak.
You know how your kids are usually one of you or the other, you know, you tend to be a little bit more like your mom or you tend to be a little bit more like your dad or something like that. This poor child is me.
Mm.
Poor thing. I'm my mother through and through. The same features, the same attitude, sense of humor, everything. And my daughter, same. Like, my middle child is the absolute clone of my wife. You guys have met Chris before. I don't know if you've ever met Danielle before, but, I mean, the walk, talk, act, look, hair, eyes, everything. I mean, you know, I mean, they even mimic each other, finish each other's sentences and stuff like that. They're the dumb blonde bakers.
Yes,
they're the
right.
ones that bake all this stuff that you guys like. Is the other child and my wife. The dumb blonde bakers are the ones that do all the cookie stuff at Christmas time. So we're in the leg business now.
If your daughter is up for it, I mean, does she want to get out of the house? Does she want to, like, come down there at the party and help and hang out? Because, I mean, there's a lot of, like, like-minded people who want to, you know, especially with the fight against cancer.
Sure.
And that if she wants to come out and see people. And
you guys are remarkable for even offering that. I mean, I can't speak for it at this moment. It's only been, like, 8 days. She's still got a wound vac attached to, you know, her leg, if you know what that is. It's kind of like a Walkman you have around your leg, and then this tube goes in your...
Yeah. Yeah, some drainage too.
Yeah, exactly. And it's doing what it's supposed to be doing, you know, because we're watching that and having to monitor that, and it looks okay.
Watch for infection
Yeah, it looks like it's okay. And I think she goes back today or tomorrow, and they're going to look at that, and hopefully they take that out. I'd love to bring her down there.
You did also mention that one of her friends had a GoFundMe. Like, so she's lost everything, and so as far as like her being able to provide or even to help out in any kind of way, she doesn't. Probably at this age, like she said, her whole plan was different. And she does. I mean, if I had to move home with my mom and dad for even a health reason, I would feel like nothing but a burden myself. And so I know, but to JD, obviously, and your wife, your lovely wife, there's, I mean, it's not like that at all for any parent. But
you know, we're lucky. We get again. We've been together for so many years, traveling around the country, everything. This is no big deal. It's like we need to circle the wagons, get you in here, and do what you need to do, so we can, you know, get going. I mean, whatever the next thing is, you know, and the next thing is.
Do we have a link for the GoFundMe, Johnny?
Yes, it's all up on the website,
HeidiandFrank.com. So if you want to go and contribute to the GoFundMe,
it's not Daniels though. If you're looking like at Jim Daniels, JD, it's her. She was married a few years ago, and it's Marujo is the last name, Samantha Marujo. But the link you said is on there.
Yeah, just go to HeidiandFrank.com.
And just go there. So.
Yeah. Let's help her out.
I'll never be able to spell that right anyway.
She was married at one time. Did he, was this part of, like, did he?
More of the collapse.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you know,
part of the collapse is
I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but the guy had one of the hardest sales jobs you could ever imagine. You know these people who work in boiler rooms to sell tools over the phone, cold calling people in other parts of the country? He was successful at that. When I met him, I said, I'm going to introduce you to a whole different kind of sales. If you can do that, you can absolutely do this. You know, he went down the drug rabbit hole.
Oh, wow.
Never recovered from that. Yeah. It was a... drug problem ended that marriage
of them.
And that happened all
that
the same
really
time.
Threw a wrench into things, I'm sure.
Right at the same time of all this other stuff collapsing, you know, he decided to melt down right in the middle of all of this. Hey, how can we make this worse?
Oh, geez, terrible. What a tool.
Thanks very much.
Tool. I get it.
Yeah. Oh, JD.
So it's all it's all about positive attitude.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know,
and laughter too. Laughter heals.
And perspective. And this is something that I've taught my kids. Ask any of them. What's the one thing your father always says? Perspective. You have to keep your whole life in perspective. What you see through your eyes, the lens you're looking at things through. And I've had a bunch of friends, no, not me, but I've had some friends that have been through some anger management stuff, and they will all tell you, there's one common thing that people tell you in that recovery process is you have the choice every single morning. It's up to you. You can be happy, you can be upset today. You can be mad guy today and go yell at people on the freeway. You can be happy guy and let everybody in while you're eating your donut. It's up to you. And
very true.
So, I mean, that's right along the perspective thing that I tell my kids. You got to look at this the right way. We're in a cancer fight here. Yeah. The idea here is to beat cancer, stay alive.
It's like positivity could help you.
Exactly.
About it,
exactly. So,
feeding it.
Look, we're, you know, and what has become the part of that cancer fight is the pain thing. And this is what so many people deal with and what a lot of people give up on. And, you know, we didn't give up here. I mean, she tried, bless her heart, she tried three different times to make this thing work to try and save her leg. And it didn't work up. And so she's, you know, ready to go. And we're going to do the next thing. There she is.
And every time and not working out, just that pain and that defeat every single time. Defeat. I didn't mean to say that.
That's my baby girl. Grandma. Yeah, she didn't look like anything like me, does she?
No, she's beautiful, dude.
Gorgeous.
Lucky, huh?
Lucky.
Yeah.
Wow. Looks like her mother.
Well, it looks like her grandmother. She just takes this after you.
She does, and she's very proud of that fact. That you know, my mom was an amazing piece of work, man. She was a 17-year-old soloist at the World's Fair as a child, singing. You know, which is where I got the singing bug from. But she's
like I said, you've always been in good spirits, and you always had a great sense of humor. I mean, have you been able to hold on to that and be able to laugh at stuff and find things funny? Because I do have some jokes to see if...
You're good to go, and she'll be laughing right along.
Not necessarily jokes about being an amputee or nothing like that, but as far as just regular old jokes, this is to get your back on board. You know,
absolutely.
The USS Abraham Lincoln is ending its deployment in the Middle East, and it's going to be taken out by the USS John Wilkes Booth.
Okay.
All right, I got a little chuckle out of it. Okay, there's more. Iran revealed their demand to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, and yes, one of them is tickets to the Eagles at the Sphere.
It's a hot ticket.
It's a very, very hot ticket. A new poll shows fewer people are gambling unless they're eating lettuce. Stay away from the lettuce, JD. Tell her to stay away from the lettuce.
Yeah. She doesn't need that right now.
Yeah,
she'd be hopping mad if she got that. Hey, come on now.
Don't talk about Eileen that way.
Oh, Eileen. Her favorite song, Midnight Runners. Okay.
Come on.
Costco is launching branded Medicare plans. The great news for people who prefer to buy their colonoscopies in bulk. All right. I think I'm losing them. A live-action adaptation of The Jetsons starring Jim Carrey is in the works. Filming hasn't even begun, and it's already bombed.
You have a real problem with this movie, Frank.
I really do. I knew I'd lose you all on that one. Okay, you'll like this one, JD.
Okay.
A new study shows that there's an increase in fatal car crashes on days when major albums are released, which means that the safest day to drive is any day Limp Bizkit's album comes out.
I like that.
And it's Fred Durst's birthday, so I thought I'd just throw him in there. He's turning 56. Rush may get a residency at the Sphere. First the Eagles, then Metallica, now Rush. What happens in Vegas? Grays in Vegas.
Oh, damn.
And it's going to continue to gray. You know the AC/DC guys were a couple weeks ago, you know, we could play that thing. Stay here for a month.
And finally, Tom Brady criticized NFL players who avoid preseason games, and Tony Romo did the same to players who avoid preseason cocktails. All right. There you go. Look, he's laughing again, folks. He's laughing again. Oh, we did it. So go to HeidiandFrank.com and be sure and contribute to the GoFundMe for Samantha, Movejo?
Samantha.
Samantha. She's
Katie's
on there.
Samantha.
You'll see that GoFundMe, so go contribute, and hopefully we'll see her coming out to the party and help.
Yeah. You know, if she's up to it, I'm going to bring her. Well, I'll be there either way.
Awesome.
Yeah, and hopefully I'll be able to bring
her. Can't wait to hug you.
She and her mother are discussing that right now. Right now, looking at each other going, are we going? Are we going to do that? Are we doing it? And Samantha, if they'll take this thing out of my life,
yeah,
got to
get the drains out first.
Yeah, we'll hook up an IV bag of wine or something to it.
Hey, now.
That'd be great.
Now you're talking. Make sure that we have access to the smoking areas.
Yes, the Party in Hope is happening on Saturday at the Lighthouse in Huntington Beach. So come and join us. Doors open at 11 a.m. and then it ends all at 4 p.m. So it's a nice day of hanging out. It's to basically thank everybody who's become a partner in Hope in this fight against cancer with St. Jude. So wear your This Shirt Saves Life t-shirt, whatever t-shirt you got at the year that we did it, because you've helped us raise over $10 million in the fight against cancer over the last 9 times we've done it. And there's still work to be done, obviously. It's still out there. It affects, you know, somebody you know directly affects them, like we know JD. He's a member of our family, and so this hits us all. So be sure and go to HeidiandFrank.com and contribute to that GoFundMe. But right now, Heidi, though, we do need to apologize to everybody we have offended today and then get the hell out of here.
No CMs, yes, they're a real thing. The Royal Caribbean Hummers and all of our baby listeners.
/ Midges, Priest, and Sick Kids in Brazil.
The Ukrainian stand-up comedians Jason Statham, New Englanders, and... Penis Woods.
The Blind, Lazy Rivers, Sticks, and Dugs.
The Spin Doctors, Strippers, Hot Dogs, and Big Red Gum.
President Garfield, Nolan Ryan, Demon Hunters, and Sexy Radio Hosts. You really have to listen to the whole show, brought to you by MyCrack.com. We are Heidi and Frank.
Was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.